Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called How Should Rochester Homeowners Safely Set Up and Monitor Traps? Ever found a mouse in your kitchen and wondered if you're setting up traps that could harm your pets or kids? You're not alone. I get calls about this all the time, and today we're diving into exactly how to handle pest control safely and effectively in your Rochester home. Let's start with trap placement. Because location is everything, just like in real estate. You want to think like a mouse, which means sticking to corners and walls. These little guys aren't bold explorers. They're more like teenagers sneaking in past curfew, hugging the walls and trying not to be seen. Keep traps away from areas where your kids play or where Fido likes to sniff around. Pro tip, grab a piece of paper and sketch out where you put each trap. Trust me, you'll thank me later when you're not playing hide-and-seek with your own traps. Now for the actual setup. Always wear gloves, not just for hygiene, but because mice can smell human scent. Go for enclosed snap traps rather than those old-school open ones. They're like little mouse hotels. Check in, but don't check out. Make sure they're secured so they can't be dragged away. I love using protective stations. Think of them as tiny fortresses that keep the traps away from curious fingers and paws. Here's where most folks drop the ball. Monitoring. Set a daily alarm on your phone and check those traps like clockwork. I tell my clients to make it part of their morning routine, like checking the weather or grabbing that first cup of coffee. Keep a simple checklist or use your phone to track what you find. If a trap looks worn out or damaged, replace it immediately. It's like changing your smoke detector batteries. Better safe than sorry. Let me tell you about a family I worked with in Brighton last winter. They had mice treating their garage like an all-night diner. We set up enclosed traps in strategic spots, documented everything, and the parents checked them every morning while the kids ate breakfast. Within a week, they'd caught 6 mice, and their toddler and cat never even knew the traps were there. Here's your homework. Start today by mapping out 3 key spots in your home where you've seen evidence of mice. Set up enclosed traps in those locations and check them every morning at breakfast. Remember, consistency is key for safe pest control, just like anything else worth doing right. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.